I'm not as innocent as I look. I like playing the virgin walking home late at night from a school dance, all dressed up with no escort. Grab me as I take a shortcut through your yard. Grab me and throw me down in your garden. Push my face down in the dirt and yank my panties down. Can you picture my perfect, smooth pussy, tight as a vise, begging to be broken? I'll scream and... This script is making me scream. Seriously, this isn't even one of yours, is it? It's one of the old phone sex ads. I thought so. See, I kind of like your writing, except for the whole telling me where to bracket moan bracket thing, and you do tend to overuse some themes. Not that that's always bad. I just want something, and this ain't it. Come on, writer. Write me something evocative. I'm hungry. Hungry in a way I think you'll understand. I'm hungry for words. Good words. Words that roll off the tongue sweetly. I love it when you put good words in my mouth. Expressive words. Specific words. They shouldn't just roll off my tongue properly. They should tickle my brain. After all, the brain is our largest sex organ, you know? Hey, do you remember that list? The 100 most beautiful words in the English language? I guess you do. These are very yummy. Make me an alluring Illyrophile. A comely ingenue. Very demure, with a mellifluous voice. Consign me to your seraglio, my sultan. Lithe and lissome I come to you, wearing a diaphanous gown, and together we will imbue the curtains with the fragrance of our dalliance. I will whisper sumptuous declarations of love as you ravage me. Such good words, pleasing my brain, my mouth, my tongue. Oh, epiphany! All right. Maybe that was a little too cerebral. Maybe we could meet somewhere in the middle between these two extremes. Then we can talk about how you end everything with a kiss.